Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. It's Groundhog Day. I don't want to do the cheesy message today. Should I? I don't know. Oh, God. It's the same day over and over again. Does it feel like Groundhog Day? I don't know. Let's just kind of go with it and see where we go with today's show. Anyway, I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. Got the Everyday Saturday body launching. Got the Everyday Saturday Academy rocking and rolling. Got the private coaching. But it ain't about me. It's about you. By the way, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. This is going to be such a ghetto launch with the Everyday Saturday body, in the sense that not interested in a lot of the pizzazz and flair and fancy sales funnel. We'll get to that point down the road when we got this thing humming at about 200 grand a month. My point being right now, if you want to get in the greatest shape of your life, get to all the great smoothie recipes that we have. We, being me and my buddy slash trainer slash smartest guy in the world, Thomas Tadlock, hit me up, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Make sure you're on the email. If you're already on my email list, meaning you get emails from me, don't worry about it. You'll get it. You'll get notified. I just want to make sure you, the podcast listener, are notified. I'll have an opt-in page up soon, maybe in the next few days. So if you're listening to this after Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2017, don't worry about it. I'll be sending you to the opt-in page. But if you're not on my email list, go to everydaysaturday.com, enter your name and email, shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Just make sure you're notified of the Everyday Saturday body launch coming up. Not going to have, like I said, we'll get to the big sales funnel and all that stuff. I'm literally probably going to send you a PayPal link for a $1 trial. Come inside our private Facebook group where me and Thomas are going to be live streaming all the time. Accountability, what'd you do today? Post your photos, post your workout, post your food, nutrition. And that's the difference. That's really the difference between this program and any other one that you would join, is you got myself and another individual that are going to be really monitoring this personally and getting jacked up, having a lot of fun too. Don't you want to have fun? That's kind of what we'll talk about right now, is having fun. So with that, wrapping a bow around that first thought of today's show, make sure you're on board for the Everyday Saturday body launch. Get in the best shape of your life. Anywho, isn't life just about having a good time? I think it is. Having a good time while you do what you love to do and being responsible. Having fun. What makes your product, your service, what you're offering to other people unique? If it's not, if there isn't any type of fun or excitement or different than the other people out there, I think you're missing the boat. You know, a buddy of mine told me a long time ago, he used to put on live events. He said, I go, what's the secret to getting people to your live events? Because you used to have event after event after event. And if you've ever put on a live event, man, it ain't easy to do. I mean, you got to get a hotel room, and then you're battling with the hotel on Wi-Fi cost. Do you want coffee and water? It's this much, that much per person, per this, per that, per everything. You know, it's a pain in the butt putting on a live event. But he loved it. Did a lot of them. I go, but what's the secret to getting people to these events? You have to have a pretty good show up rate. He said, you know, people typically will not go to a seminar. They won't move heaven and earth to go to a seminar, to go to a meeting, even to go to a live event, if it's just billed as such. You know, hey, come to my 3-day seminar. Regardless, you could have the greatest content you're going to cover, but people don't really want to, you know, be away from their families and their routine to go. Now, tell someone you're having a party. People will travel from halfway around the world to go party. So he used to bill his events as, hey, we're having a party in Vegas. And by the way, we're going to learn all about the tips and tricks of becoming an entrepreneur, get financing, and monetize your dream. So join us. If you're ready to party in Vegas for 3 days and three nights, make sure you come here now. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, that was different. That was different. Everybody else in that space was billing their seminars, you know. Come to our three-day workshop. Workshop. Who wants to go to a workshop? That sounds like what? What? What's the first word in there? Work. Work. I don't want to go anywhere. I go to work every day. I don't want to go to a workshop. How about this? I'll put on the event. I work while you shop. While you shop for your dream. It's the opposite, okay? I work, you shop. How's that? So when you do things in anything, in any of your advertising, if you're trying to position yourself, be different, man. Hey, we're having a party. If you want to join, we're having a three-day party here, and you want you to come and teach you XYZ, man, whatever that is. You know, just be different. Just be unique. So many people, right? They're born an original, and they die a copy. And you think of Groundhog Day. If you haven't seen that movie with Bill Murray, it's funny. It is. You've probably seen it. I've seen it more than one time. Wakes up, same time every day. I think the song was I Got You, Babe, playing by Sonny and Cher. Plays on his clock radio. Remember those clock radios? And it's the same routine every day. Sees the same people, says hi to the same guy every day on the street. Everything. It's all the same. That was me for 15 years in the corporate world. Same thing. Get up. I mean, I'm telling you, you know what I'm talking about if you've ever gone to the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke, the J-O-freaking-B. You know what I'm talking about. I'd get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, same time every day, get in the shower, start the coffee. I would put eggs that go in a carton, you know, you pour them onto the skillet so you don't have to crack an egg, whatever that is. So I would put that on. I would melt one slice of Kraft cheese in the packet there on top of it. At the same time, I would put in two slices of wheat toast in the toaster. I'm telling you, God, I haven't done this since. I'll never do it again because it reminds me of my job. That's how etched in my mind this is, man. I'm starting to feel like a pain inside of my gut right now telling this story because it takes me back. I haven't had this contraption that I made since 2007 when I finally left the J-O-B for the last time. It's been 10 years since I had this, and I'm never going to have it again, mainly because I don't eat cheese anymore, and I really don't do that stuff for breakfast. I eat the green smoothie is my breakfast now. Anyway, back on topic. So I would just stare at the egg while it bubbled up, and then I'd take the spatula and flip it around and make it kind of semi-scramble, but in a little bit of an omelet form. Then when it got to be kind of done, I would take the cheese out of the packet, place it on it till it melted on top. The toast would pop up, pop, and I would take the one slice, put it on the plate. I would take the spatula, put it. I mean, it's like McDonald's. Do you ever look back when you're ordering at McDonald's at the counter, what they're doing back there? Like they're taking the tray out, they're nuking everything. Like they're microwaving everything, your burgers, your eggs, whatever it is. I felt like a fast food line worker every morning, but I was wearing a tie while I was doing it. Yeah, so I'm cooking my eggs while I'm in a tie, waiting for the coffee to finish. And I would put the egg contraption on the toast, put the other toast on top of that. So I have an egg and cheese sandwich. And then I would grab my coffee. I would pour it in a 16-ounce cup, spill it every time in my car. Walk out the door, get into my car, and that would be my drive to work. I would eat the sandwich in my car, driving with my legs safe, and I'm down I-71 into downtown Cincinnati while I drank my coffee every freaking day. Every freaking day. Now, I remember now. The first time I quit my job, you guys know that story back in 2005, I remember waking up and the first day I had no idea what to do, where to go, anything. It's like I woke up and got my car and drove and got coffee, but it wasn't at 5:30 or 7 in the morning. It was like 9 o'clock. I'd had coffee at home. I was like, what happens at my house between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.? I had no idea. Like, the kids are up. My wife's getting them dressed and bathed and everything. I'm like, wow, the sun rises over here? I had no idea. The sun really rises over here? And I'm, oh, that's pretty cool. what else happens during the week that I'm not aware of? And then I went and got coffee. There was nobody on the road. I was like, where am I, man? What happened? Did the nuclear bomb go off or something? Why is there nobody on the road? I'm like, start freaking out. And I realized it's 9 a.m. All the corporate slaves are in the camps. There's no, and it's free now. The only people on the road are soccer moms going to Kroger. That's it. So I'm like, wow, soccer moms are a lot nicer, at least at 9 a.m. Nobody's freaking out. Nobody's on their phones. Nobody's like cutting everybody in and out. That everything was free. I'm like, wow. I had to go to Home Depot to get something like a hammer. I don't even know what it was. Didn't matter. I go to Home Depot. There's nobody there. There's nobody even in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God. It's like I went into like the Twilight Zone. And until you get to that point, until you actually get to do what it is that you want to do without worrying about it, until you leave Groundhog Day, where everything was the same, you're never going to experience life, man. I mean, that hit me. I can tell you how the air smelled that day. It was the first week going on the second week of May 2005. It's when spring kind of finally hits in the Midwest here. You know, it's still brisk, a little cool in the morning, but it's 75 degrees in the afternoon. I remember just taking in the air. And I noticed the trees, they were green. Because I couldn't really see anything in the dark in the morning. I'd leave in the dark. I'd come home. It'd be dark, you know. I remember just driving around, drinking a cup of coffee with nobody else on the road, thinking, holy cow, I've got the road to myself now. It's actually pretty safe to be out. And I don't know. Message today, get out of your Groundhog Day. Quit making every – even right now as an entrepreneur, I shake things up. I want to work out sometimes in the morning, work out in the afternoon. Yesterday we went to Children's Hospital. My daughter had some testing done. We were there a couple hours. I didn't get home till noon. No big deal. Worked out in the afternoon. Jumped rope, did cardio, all this good stuff. Felt weird being at the gym at 3 o'clock doing cardio. I don't do it normally. I like to do it on an empty stomach. I feel better, more fresh. It was a little more challenging, but it was different. Felt good. Today, I'm going to the doctor again. My daughter happens to have another appointment. I'm leaving here in just a few minutes. I'm going to lose most of the morning productivity work-wise. Doesn't matter. When you're free, man, when it's not Groundhog Day, you're way more productive. You start prioritizing your day. It makes you focus, and it makes you very grateful to be free, though. I'm very grateful that I can have this lifestyle. I want you to feel that same sense of gratitude, man. Even if you're an entrepreneur, even if you don't have to punch a clock, it doesn't mean you're free. That doesn't mean you're free at all. There's a lot of entrepreneurs trapped in their basement or in their office trying to get stuff done focused on money instead of saying, hey, I can work at 3 in the morning if I want to. I can work at midnight. I can work at 5 a.m. I don't need to work between 9 and 5. Think about that. We're free to do whatever we want as entrepreneurs, yet we still pigeonhole ourselves in that same prison, that same mental prison. Get out of it. Don't have Groundhog Day. Be every day, even if you are a business owner. All right, get moving. Get after it. Sam Crowley, great to be back in the Everyday Saturday Jungle, where all the crazy animals reside. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.